Previously on the Brisket in Maine podcast.
Bro, we're about to turn to Zavala's Barbecue, Deli, and more.
I don't want them to forget what it's like, you know, to be in regular school. So every now and then I go in the rooms and I just knock the shit off their desk so they know what a bully's like.
CJ, you just hit me up and you're like, hey, bro, this dude is a DJ at a strip club. I said, bullshit. We got kids now. We can't do that anymore. Sloppy poppy. It has to be Drew or you. That's a fucking mole.
Cross snare. Turn this fucking shit off. I'm leaving.
Turn your face off.
There's no snare in my headphones. I can't hear myself.
There's nothing.
Can you hear? Can you hear yourself?
I can't hear either.
I can't hear.
Oh, push that button farthest to the right.
Now we can hear.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear. Oh, yeah. No, that's good.
It was still recording. We just couldn't hear it.
Oh, it was recording the whole time?
Yeah. Well, no. Oh. 20 seconds.
Oh, nice.
I can take 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Man, it feels good. It feels good to be back.
It does.
It feels real good to be back. Like, I just love
seeing. Where'd you go?
Got my COVID shot. So, I'm good to build my immune system back up, kiss some people, make some love. I'm all about it. It's kind of awkward right now because when I see people, I'm like, can I hug you? Can I, like, what, like, I say I'm vaccinated, then go in for a hug.
Well, you still got that, what is it called?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much, Cole, for letting us drink your Woodford Reserve.
Cheers. Cheers.
I didn't know Woodford had four O's in it, though. It's kind of weird.
Woodford.
Sometimes, you just got to get what you get where you go.
Your stick Chevy? It's like knockoff Woodford.
Yeah.
All right, man, you ready to start this?
Let's do this, man. I cannot wait to see your face. Wait, I'm looking at it right now. Rolling. Oh.
Call you ready?
Listo, all señorito. Right,
in 3, 2, and 1. What's going on, guys? We're back for another episode of Brisket in Maine podcast show. It's been a while since we've actually done one in studio.
It feels great to be here.
So... nonetheless, once again, I am CJ.
There you go again. Nonetheless, this is Joe Zavala.
All right. And got some really cool things to talk about today, guys. Really exciting. Really exciting. Just jump straight into it, man. Restaurant opens back up tomorrow after a 2-month hiatus since Snowmageddon hit. Did catastrophic damage to that one pipe. And had the restaurant rebuilt. So you want to get your fucking phone so you can talk?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get... trying to get somebody for Zavala's Bash.
Okay.
So just keep going.
This is your part to talk.
So unprofessional.
Sorry, I'm just really excited for Zavala's Bash. Go ahead.
You don't listen to anything I said.
No, I didn't. What did you say?
I said the restaurant opens back up tomorrow.
Dude. It's
here you
been.
Go again with dudes. Go ahead.
Man, Kristen said I said the F word way too much in the last episode.
You were drunk.
I know, but I'm going to try not to say, and this kind of goes back to when we first started doing this podcast, right? They said what did JP say? He said we said the F word way too much, so we try to go away from the F word, and now, like.
You can try to get away from it. I'm going to say it when I feel the need to say it.
Well, I am so fucking excited to be back tomorrow. I can't stand it. Like, working these hard hours, trimming the briskets, seasoning the briskets, the wood, it's just, it's hard work.
You've done none of that, have you?
Some.
What if nobody shows up tomorrow, man?
There's a good possibility of that because we've got quite a bit of pre-orders, so maybe people think we're still like old time.
Somebody texted me yesterday, and you may or may not know him. He's like, man, I got a bunch of people hitting me up to say they want to go, but they don't want to go if Joe's going to be done in like an hour. I'm like, well, that's a possibility because it may happen.
So, we got some good feedback that it was like real our last one, right? So pre-COVID we were doing about 20-24 briskets. During COVID we were doing 10 to 14 briskets on Saturdays. I'm making 28 briskets tomorrow. You were like, what the hell are you doing? It's gonna be really awkward. But one thing that was kind of blew my mind, we usually do 15 pounds of beef cheek because 44 gives us 30 pounds per case. Well, we sold all that already, so we may not have any beef cheek at all for the public tomorrow. So I can understand why your people like it's like one of those things.
What do you mean, your people?
Well, your friends, like that are texting you. Like I get it. Like the frustration. It's a gamble every fucking day. Because how many times have we made like so much food, and we had so much left over.
Not in a while.
No, but we've done that before.
But it is what it is.
I know. But now we have a vacuum sealer, so we just vacuum seal it, sell it for half the price, and people can sous vide it, and it tastes good. The crazy thing is, like, people get pissed off when they come on Tuesdays to get coffee in the morning. They're asking the girls, so you got any ribs? Like, no, we sold out. Well, you had ribs last time. I'm like, yeah, because they didn't sell out last time.
I didn't know breakfast ribs were a thing.
Bro, $15 a rack of rib, vacuum sealed?
At 9 a.m. though, bro?
Oh, bro. They opened it up, just cut it up, eat it cold. I like cold ribs, too.
That's fucking disgusting. So, yeah, that's exciting, man. It's been 2 months. Ready to jump back into it. So what's this whole deal with the rodeo guard thing, man? What's going on there?
Fucking luck. That was pure luck. So shout out to Gerald. He's good friends with Jose from 44 Farms, our brother, our cunhao who reps 44. You know, he brought Gerald to come eat our place a year and a half ago. Then we found out Gerald used to work with me at Texland and Cattle Wall. Work with me. I was a busboy while he was an area manager.
Way to make it sound fancy on your part.
Yeah, I was a busboy. And, you know, we just always talk about, like, love dude collaboration. He gave us a call up 2 weeks ago and said, hey, can you make his briskets? I was like, you for real? And we've been really fortunate to do that. Our burger's leading right now, so that's really cool. I was terrified about the integrity of the meat, but I think they've done really good justice on it. Had nothing but great feedback. So hopefully we keeps on going. Like, I like to keep on making some extra briskets.
If I could intervene real quick, two things. One, that noise you hear in the background is the construction guy outside adding the second floor to the studio.
I wonder if it's heard.
If it's, I will find out, but I can definitely hear
it. I thought you were going to call me out for farting.
No. I thought I smelled Vaseline. No, and then the other thing was, the other thing was, going back to the integrity of the meat thing, it is kind of worrisome because people that have never had the restaurant, they go to grab a burger and they're like, oh man, I had, you know, as well as a brisket, it was, you know, flat topped, and, you know, it's just not the same, you know, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. So
yeah,
if you wholeheartedly try the burger and think that brisket is the same brisket that you get, you know, actually at the shop, and you think that's your impression of it, and you don't know the difference, then you're an idiot. Long story short, but I mean, it is what it is. So, but nonetheless, go try the burger. Now, what is it at all locations, Joe?
It is every location in DFW. Shout out to Feige's. Feige's is doing the one in Houston.
That's the water one.
It's all actually on Houston or Dallas Street, I think, in Houston.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying Feige.
No. No, bro, the barbecue place in Houston, shit. Bro.
I got you. I literally thought you said Feige.
No, they're amazing, man. They've done a lot of stuff for the community down there. And, you know, they're about to open up their second location, I believe, this end of the spring. So shout out to them. It's awesome.
What's that place out east I just saw online?
Bodacious?
No, closer towards here. We went there when the dude was in a trailer.
Oh, Smoke Sessions.
Dude, that restaurant looks amazing.
It's beautiful. They did, like, it right. They did it real
looks
right. It
looks freaking awesome.
Beautiful.
So I haven't been back since we went that one time just because.
I think we went literally the week after Daniel Vaughn wrote him up, like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I remember it was windier than shit.
Oh, it was. They were outside a feed store.
Yeah.
And their trailer was like really, really high.
But it's cool to see that story. Like,
oh man, we saw it firsthand. It was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know the guy personally, but I mean, that's definitely exciting. Like I said, like, the restaurant looks awesome. So.
Yeah. No, like it's a beautiful story of starting a trailer, and they have, I'm gonna say it, like, one of the nicest places I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, it is well done.
Yeah. So, a lot of times, you know, you get that indoor smokehouse, and people, they take the oiler route, which there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just easier, you know, due to, like, health code and stuff like that. So it's good to see them, you know, be able to put those pits and indoor thing, probably about $100,000 worth of vent hoods in there, but nonetheless,
without a doubt,
it's cool to say. So, man, got some somber news coming to y'all this afternoon, man.
Whoa, you retire?
No, you got to work to retire. BMX passed away, man.
That hurts, bro.
It does.
Like, you know, he, that, like, his songs has got you hyped, you know?
No, bro, you real talk, bro. Sixth grade, I was ready to knock my mother out.
Like, I know.
She would bet not get in my face. But
like, I'm not going to lie. Like I know we're getting old, but now it's like, shit.
Somebody, I saw somebody on the online talking about how they mentioned it, and they were like, who's DMX? To like a younger generation. That really hit home. Really hit home when I saw Blink-182, or heard Blink-182 on the classic rock station the other day. That one kind of stung too. So Adam's song just hit differently after that. But
no, it's we're definitely gonna be jamming out to DMX tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do that, man. It's it's always good to just stop, drop, shut down, open up shop. So
we're ready to open up shop for show.
But yeah,
but, you know, Taylor also dropped a remaster of her Fearless album. So I'm excited about that.
When you say remaster, what does that mean?
So, you know, like the guy who has her masters, like they don't want to sell them to Taylor. So Taylor said, F you, I'm going to re-record all my songs and create a whole new album. So she re-recorded her old songs.
Oh, so it's just, tell me what's the difference. It's the same song then.
Yeah, but it's re-recorded.
So
now she owns the masters of her re-recorded songs.
Oh, I got you. So it's just like, I that doesn't make any sense, I guess. But I mean, I guess from a musical industry loophole, she's trying to get out of it. That sucks how they're like held captive by stuff like that.
I know.
That. It's just like you create this content, unless you have a ghostwriter, but you know, you don't even own it.
Well, it's like I own all of your content.
He is right. He really does.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying.
Well, you're gonna make.
That's why I'm getting rich.
You're gonna make millions of pennies one day. That's still a lot of money, actually.
I'll take a million.
That's what, $100,000? Or am I way off?
Samsonite, bro.
No, what is a million pennies?
A million pennies would be, yeah, I think that'd be 100,000.
I don't know.
100 times 1,000 is what?
I don't know. It's getting too complicated for me right now.
Let me pause. Let me do the science.
100,000, 10 times.
Is a million. Yeah.
What? That's
10 G's, bro.
That's just 10 G's? Man, I'll still take it, though.
I'll take the 10 G's.
So rest in peace, DMX. Sucks to see you go, brother.
Yeah.
On to brighter news. Zavala's Bash is coming up, man.
I know. We're trying to figure it out right now.
So there was a year hiatus because of last year, obviously.
This is going to be the last private one.
So no more privates?
No more privates.
Okay.
It'll go public next year.
Are you ready? Are you ready for that? Are you going to go like public? Are you going to publicly trade this? Can you buy stocks in Zavala's?
If we could do an IPO, I'm down.
What does that mean?
To go public.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Initial public offering.
I didn't know what IPO meant. IP down, so I don't know what the difference is. But. So you're trying to find a band right now. I guess for the sake of not looking stupid, we can't say who we want to get.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely excited. And it's a lock we're having it, right?
100%. Okay. Like, I got to.
So if we say
Labor Day weekend? Yeah. Sunday?
I thought is it Labor Day?
Yeah, it's the Sunday before Labor Day.
Yeah, but where the location?
Oh, it's going to be at the firehouse.
So we can say that.
Yeah, it's the firehouse.
So Jason, if you're listening, you back out to this, bro, then it's on you.
Firehouse Gastro Park, located on something Main Street. Cole?
What is it? 123?
123 Main Street.
It is 123
Main Street. 123
Main Street. Or is it 321?
321 Main Street.
It's more likely 321.
Oh, 321 Main Street.
123 just sounds fake.
Yeah, so that, you know, I call it the baby rustic of DFW. Like, I think there's a rustic in San Antonio and Houston. The Dallas is the original one. I think Pat Green's a part owner of it. So we're really excited to be able to utilize their outdoor facility. You know, we'll make some good food.
And it's a beautiful space. If you've never been, like I said, it's literally located down the street from the restaurant.
Yeah.
So if you stop in on a Saturday.
Get some food and want a place that you go keep on drinking. Just walk down the street. Keep on drinking. Drink.
And it literally is. It's a hidden gem in Grand Prairie that, like I said, people come to eat. And they're like, hey, is there any place to go drink? And we're like, yeah, next door. And they think we're being sarcastic. We're talking about the catfish place.
But, not the catfish place. They'll tow your car, so make sure you do not park at the toll or the catfish place.
Yes. Keep that in mind, but yeah, no, that's I think as the city grows, it's only better for them. But
yeah, you know,
it's literally a hidden gem. So
yeah, so cool. You know, starting our backyard 4 years ago, It was just, you know, friends and family. I think we usually have about 70, 100 people. Just get a Texas country band, play acoustic. We'll just make some random barbecue, a whole bunch of beer. But now we, you know.
So the first year it was Flatland. Next year was Cody West. The following year was Austin Mead, behind the restaurant, shout out. and so we're going to stay in line with that same theme of Texas country. So
if anybody knows anybody like that we should be thinking about, send it our way. Like, we want somebody, you know, up and coming, somebody that, you know, wants to get drunk with us. Like,
and to Joe's point, we said it was friends and family. Sitting here going through a list of names, we don't have a lot of friends and family. So if you want to reach out and you know somebody, put you on the list, man. So we're going to have our EP running security that day. So
yeah, we might be able to put you on the list.
Yeah, we'll see if we squeeze you in there. So if Cole will let you in the doors with his mean guns. Are you going to wear a
tank top?
You wear a tank top that
tank
day?
Tank top, baby.
So it's not every day you find a 6 foot, 420-pound security guard, but we'll be able to find one. So,
oh, man.
So that's definitely exciting, man.
It's just, you know, they're typically CJ and Joe like to get drunk there and start.
Did you speak in like third and fourth person? How does that work?
Yeah, I know. I took it to the next level. Whoa. Because, bro, you know, everybody that's listening to this that's been there knows you like to stir the drama up out there.
That's 100% not me. 100% not me.
Yeah, it is.
I just hate that I get sucked into your name. So, literally, I've been blamed before. Like, why is Joe and CJ? I'm like, I wasn't even there.
And it's all funny games.
Like, yeah, like, somebody gets stabbed. So,
man.
But no, definitely excited for that this year, man. That's going to be cool. Like I said, definitely, it's going to be
a we got to make it for last year, too, you know?
Yeah.
So, double the beer. Double the beer. Food. Should we double the people, make it 140 people?
I think 100 times 2 is 200, but yeah, I mean, that's that new math, bro. You got to show your math to make sense. So.
Oh, shit. You're right about that. But, yeah, but seriously, if anybody knows any good Texas country, up-and-comers?
If you got any plug, because if you know a cheap opening act.
Oh, yeah, we're down for that,
too. You got a cousin with a banjo.
Yeah.
That wants some free pub, free barbecue. Drop a line. Send us a message. If you got a YouTube video, your content, that'd be cool too. But yeah, so that's where we're at with that. So, speaking of festivals, had to back out of Red Dirt. Have they announced the new lineup yet?
The last time I looked, no. Like we really wanted to go. It's just at this moment, just. If I thought it was going to be in the fall. If it would have been in the fall, we 100% would have been part of it. But, you know, we asked if we could be part of it next year, and they said yes, so I'm really grateful for that. But, you know, that was the ultimate pinnacle dream that we've been working towards. Like, it would have been awesome. Like, we were so excited when we got invited.
Yeah, I was like, I literally was excited to throw up the next morning. Like, I was pumped. I really was pumped.
Because we'd have been throwing up out there because we'd been so drunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when we had to back out, that kind of sucks. So,
but got next year.
Yeah, like that's gonna be cool.
So that's why I got to make Zavala's Bash even bigger. So if anybody wants to come cook some barbecue out here with us at Zavala's Bash, give us a holler. Shit, we'll let you cook a barbecue.
And once again, send us your content. Send us a YouTube video of you cooking your meat, and we'll put it on the list. So, but no, with the restaurant opening back up, kind of like I was saying earlier, it's kind of hopefully brings us back to somewhat of a normal lifestyle.
Yeah, we're gonna let people come in and see a slice.
Did you decide that?
Yeah,
like one person at a time, or are you just gonna say?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be one person at a time, one group at a time. Yep. All right. Just trying to. We want them to look at the meat as it's getting sliced.
So. Yeah, that'll definitely be exciting. Like I said, it's been a long time. I think it's been...
Did you tell everybody the good news?
About what?
You're out of retirement?
For what?
Run the register?
Man, I was going to just show up tomorrow, bro. I don't... I honestly, real talk, not fake, I didn't want to commit, so...
Oh, you're committed.
I don't know if I still got it, man.
Bro, we got you the perfect room.
The menu's changed. It's just not the same anymore.
The menu is like on the board.
I know, but like, see, I'm old school, man. I'm used to running the eye. Y'all are running like out of the shotgun. Y'all are doing the option now in the NFL. Like, it's changed. I mean, the game has changed.
Oh, so, you got it, bro.
You think? I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see tomorrow, bro.
It's been a while. I haven't stole money from the register in quite a few times.
Well, we're no cash policy. Cash? Yeah, no cash policy.
Wow, I can't fuck credit cards. At that point, I think it's federal.
Well, no, the good thing is you don't have to take their credit card anymore. Like, they can literally just put it in the hole. So we're all good on that aspect.
Did you find somebody to donate some beer for tomorrow?
No. If anybody, I'm glad you brought this up.
Well, they're not going to hear it fucking before tomorrow.
No, but for the rest of the year, forever.
Well, how do you have people sponsor beer?
Then they send us some Venmo money, and we buy the beer, and then tell us what sticker they want us to put on there. Or what paper they want us to put on.
Oh, this goes back to the sponsorship thing.
But this is a legitimate one.
Yeah.
Like, this is like a legitimate opportunity for. So anybody that wants to sponsor the beer on Saturdays for the line, hit us up. If you're not local, that's fine. Venmo us the money. We'll go buy the beer. We'll put whatever the hell you want. We'll print it off. We'll put it on top of the.
And we will have a dedicated beer cart person there pimping out your brand.
Oh, yeah. If you want to send, like, swag to give out to or business cards, I don't give a shit. You pay for the beer. And typically, I'm just going to be real up front. It's about 3 or 4 cases. Can get up to 5 cases on a Saturday line. Like, as we run out, we just keep on going to buy. Like, we don't ever want to tell people no.
Yeah, so.
And we even have some people that bring the beer and just throw it in there. Shout out to those people.
Yes, also true. Your beer guys, I'm sure they're excited to come back on a Friday.
Oh, man, they're excited. I hope they are. Hopefully they come back.
I would assume so. They were there almost every week, so that was cool to see. But they drink expensive beer.
They do. I can't fuck with that beer.
No, that's like $19 beer.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a Lone Star Light, Ace of Spades kind of guy.
What did we – there was a six-pack that came out like 10 years ago that was like $20.
Oh, it was
St. Arnold's.
It's their yearly like big beer that or like their big-time like release. Yeah. I think it's like a $40 six-pack.
Yes, I remember. And this was years ago. So and you were like, back when $40 actually meant something.
Yeah, you were like, we got to go get it. I think we went to like 6 Whole Foods and we found it. We both drank it and looked at each other. It was like,
it's fucking disgusting. It ended up in the cooler. Me and like, I think it just sat there. Like, nobody even drank it. So that was a waste of fucking money. But yeah, like I said, that's where are we at on time, Cole?
21.2 minutes.
Okay, I was going to give you a story about yarn and knitting, but I don't think we have enough time.
No, you can do that. That's fine. What kind of knit you got?
Polo knit, bro.
Bro, you beat you look fly on that.
Man, that's all we got for this week, man. Like I said, it's good to be back. Good to be back, literally.
We're just trying to get our feet under the ground. Like, you know, we'll have some repetitive content. You know, I know people gave us, you know, good feedback on the last one. You know, we want to give you what you want. Like, if you want us to get deeper, we can go deeper. If you want us to go higher, we go higher. If you want us to go lower, we can go lower.
I don't know much more deep I can go, though, bro.
Why?
I got a limit. I can't hit the back wall with the sidewalls, though. So that about wraps it up for us today. So, like always, this is CJ.
All right, it's Joe.
Y'all be good.
Bye.